Hi, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of January 30th, 2023. Authorities are searching for a suspect who threw a firebomb at an Essex County temple. A suicide bomber kills at least 60 and scores were injured inside a Pakistani mosque. 24 are dead following 5 shootings in California, Iowa, and Washington, and a machete attack at 2 churches leaves 1 dead and a priest injured in Spain. So let's get into the details. State and local authorities are searching for a suspect who threw a Molotov cocktail in front door of a New Jersey synagogue on January 29th. Security footage captured the masked assailant lighting the device just prior to throwing it at the Temple Nur Tamid door in Bloomfield, New Jersey, at 3:19 a.m. The unknown individual then fled the area on foot. The New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness released a statement on social media indicating that it's closely monitored the incident and urged all faith-based communities to remain vigilant. The police said the building sustained minimal damage, which Temple Nur Tamid Rabbi Mark Katz attributed to recent security enhancements, including cameras and shatter-resistant doors acquired through NJHSP's administered grant program. According to the New Jersey Office of Attorney General, authorities are investigating the incident as a possible bias-related crime. A suicide bomber detonated explosives at a crowded mosque inside a police compound in northwestern Pakistan on January 30th, killing at least 60 worshippers and injuring nearly 160, according to media reports. Sarbak Khaf Mohammed, a commander of the Pakistani Taliban, claimed responsibility for the attack in a Twitter message, according to the Associated Press. The blast caused the roof of the mosque to collapse on more than 300 worshippers, a crowd made up of primarily police and other security force members, during the afternoon prayers. Authorities are still trying to determine which access point the bomber used to infiltrate the wall compound that housed Peshawar's police headquarters. The headquarters is in a high-security zone with other government buildings. Peshawar is the capital of Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, situated near the country's border with Afghanistan. Authorities expect the death toll to rise as many of the wounded are in critical condition. The Pakistani Taliban recently broke off peace talks with the country's government and relaunched military operations against the state security forces. 24 victims are dead following 5 shootings carried out in California, Iowa, and Washington within 4 days, according to several media outlets. A mass shooting in Monterey Park, California, left 11 dead and several wounded after a man opened fire on dancers celebrating the Lunar New Year in a ballroom on January 21st. 2 days later, Chun-Li Zhao shot and killed 7 people at 2 different farms in Half Moon Bay, California, in what authorities are calling an act of workplace violence. Hours after the Half Moon Bay attack, multiple assailants shot 5 people, including one who died, in a targeted attack in Oakland, California, during the filming of a music video. In another targeted incident on the same day, Preston Walls, 18, allegedly shot 3 people, killing 2 at an educational program for at-risk youth in Des Moines, Iowa. And an additional shooting at Yakima, Washington, left 3 dead. Law enforcement said the suspect, Jared Haddock, 21, walked into a Circle K store and opened fire. Spanish authorities are investigating a machete attacks at 2 churches when an assailant killed 1 person and seriously injured a priest on January 25th. Several media outlets reported that officials are investigating the attacks as a possible act of terrorism. Following the incidents, police raided the home of an unnamed Moroccan citizen suspected of carrying out the deadly assault at the Algiers, located near the southern tip of Spain. The suspect wounded a priest at the parish of San Isidro Church, then killed Diego Valcia, a sectarian, an individual who prepares mass at the Church of Nuestra Señora del Palma. Witness said that the attacker jumped on the altar before chasing Valcia into a city square and killing him. Authorities said the suspect, who has no prior criminal record, has been under a deportation order since June 2022 because of his unauthorized migrant status in Spain. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we all hope join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or emailing tips at njohsp.gov.